Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
With Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, which includes 10 counties and the city of Pittsburgh. We might call this the day after you spent the show with me yesterday. I said, are you still coming in tomorrow? You said, absolutely. We have more business to attend.
We do. And, you know, things like yesterday don't just happen with one or two people. It takes a lot of partners. And one of the key partners couldn't be there yesterday because she was in session in Harrisburg, and I'm joined by State Representative Valerie Gatos, who actually represents the area that Pittsburgh International Airport sits upon. And I will tell a story real briefly. That was a number of years ago when the airport started succeeding, and people were like, everybody thought it was the great thing, and we had announced this billion-dollar project. There was a movement for the state to take it over, to take it away from Allegheny County. And there was a state representative who stepped in by the name of Valerie Gatos, who was a freshman at the time, and stopped that from happening and allowed, you know, so many other things, manufacturing, cargo. She's been such a partner on so many things. Representative, we're sorry that you missed it yesterday. I know you were at the gala a couple of weeks ago and at the ribbon cutting, got to speak and all that kind of stuff. But thank you and congratulations. And talk about those days a little bit and some of the work you've done when it comes to yesterday's successful airport opening.
Well, first of all, thank you, Rich, and thanks, Larry, for having me on the show to talk about this. I am so disappointed that I missed it yesterday, but again, duty calls, and we were in session yesterday in Harrisburg, so I had to miss it. But I mean, this has been, I first was elected in 2019, and it really has been a really fascinating, you know, the whole process to watch the building of the airport and frankly, how fast it really came together with all of the Pittsburghers working to build the entire building. So, I mean, built by Pittsburghers for Pittsburghers. And I'm already hearing people say things like, you know, hey, I did that terrazzo floor, or my uncle did the lighting, or hey, you know, my cousin installed the baggage claim, the rotisserie, or what do you call the
carousel,
the baggage, the carousel. Thank you. So, yeah, it's been remarkable, and I think, you know, our city should be really proud of what had developed and transpired, and I think that it's just going to prove its worth every year that this goes by. So this was a really momentous occasion yesterday.
Yeah, Rich, you pointed out just on the tram alone, a $20 million savings a year to maintain that, which you obviously no longer have to do.
Yeah, the maintenance cost has gone down for the operation, and there's more to come. I mean, it's a great day yesterday, and obviously you get to this point, Representative, but you're continuing to work on so many things that are important. Obviously, the energy opportunities with the fuel conversion that the airline industry is looking to do, manufacturing. We talked about Neighborhood 91. You've provided a lot of help and a lot of legislation that's allowed some of that to occur, freight and cargo and jobs. I mean, this is about economic impact. And obviously, the folks that you represent in that area, you represent the folks from the Moon and Finley area, will really benefit from this.
Well, you know, going back to your original question about, you know, a proposed takeover from the state once it started to get successful, I come from the business sector. And yeah, there was a proposal to say, hey, look, you know, we need more government to get involved or put their fingers in there. And as you know, Rich, I don't know. I mean, I don't believe that more government, you know, is an answer to bad government, and that how adding more government was going to make a project, which people thought was expensive, but how adding more government and adding another person in there, especially government, was going to make anything less expensive. But I do believe that, you know, there is incredible government oversight when the FAA, the TSA, you know, it's, and I think that it just showed that when you unleash the entrepreneurial spirit, which I really do believe that Christina Cassotis brought to the table, it just shows what you can actually do. And particularly with all the partnerships she pulled together with businesses, local businesses, universities, it was remarkable. And that really ties into the whole Neighborhood 91, the property you have around the airport, where you've got Crystal Biotech, you've got opportunities for businesses to be right at the airport. I mean, it's no wonder that Amazon has more than five warehouses that are and distribution centers that are around Pittsburgh for this whole region. It just has shown that it is already shown that it is working to build our community. And, you know, thanks to you, Christina, and all the people that were involved in all the trades that built this phenomenal airport.
Yeah, and you've continued. Again, we built it, we cut the ribbon, it's open now. Hopefully people are really going to enjoy it. We got the holiday season coming up, travel season, all those kind of things. But like you said, there's more to come. The opportunities that were just beginning in jobs, and you mentioned Amazon and other logistics companies that are going to be utilizing these great facilities. And again, it was a partnership that you brought, and Senator Robinson as well from the Senate side, and the administration, both administrations, the Wolf administration, now the Shapiro administration, being partners on this. And even going back to the Corbett administration, being very helpful in some of these things that happened. And we are sorry you miss it. When is your first flight? When will you be using it for the first time, Representative?
Well, I will be making some trips over Christmas, perhaps, and hopefully I'll get a chance to see it then. But I think that it's going to be really exciting. I think once that people see, Larry, you mentioned that the elimination of the tram. I personally despise that tram.
Well, you were not alone, Valerie. However, people want to know, hey, are they going to send that tram to the trolley museum?
Oh, geez.
They have a lot of things to sell at this point, and that tram might be one of them, yes.
Well, you know, when you start talking, like, I think that when you start talking about the partnerships with, you know, the businesses and the universities, I think the one thing that people just haven't quite grasped is that, you know, how much is involved in the technology of the building, and with those partnerships, how that is going to stay evergreen. When you're looking at how much innovation comes out of Pittsburgh, you're looking at flooring, you're looking at paints, you're looking at lighting, robotics. The art of moving people around, this is the whole thing about AI and having Carnegie Mellon right here, Pitt, University of Pittsburgh, Point Park, all these universities, we're going to be really incorporating them into our community. And I think that's super cool because we have a lot of intelligence and intelligent people to continue making this evergreen, and that's what I think is special about this airport.
Valerie Gatos, Pennsylvania State Rep, representing the 44th District in Harrisburg this morning. Thanks for the time, and anxious to get your reaction once you come home.
And congratulations, and thanks for everything you did, Representative. Appreciate it.
Thank you much.
Rich Fitzgerald, every Wednesday on our 7 o'clock hour, Executive Director.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.